Hello and welcome back to the Melissa Diaz Report. It is Monday, June 16th. It is 5:30 p.m. Apologies for not getting the podcast to you earlier, but I'm currently dealing with a newborn baby, so there was a lot of vomit and diarrhea and breast pumping going on up in this biatch, as they say. Bizatch? Biatch. So, yeah. But here I am, nonetheless, to discuss, rant, slash, I don't know, pontificate, or even just wonder out loud about some particular thing. And today, I'm choosing to talk about the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army, I think it was, right? Let's see. There's the military parade in D.C., and the No Kings protests across the country, according to the news, that were playing out in contrast to the military parade. Did I say that right? No. Okay. It's really hard to talk just on the fly like this, extemporaneously, because you don't actually get to speak intelligently at all. So it's hard to go from lol and right and for real to wondering aloud about the political situation in the United States of America. To speak immigrant. That's immigrant speak for the United States of America. So yeah, there was the military parade, which I believe was the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army, if I'm correct. Let's see. And it was also Trump's 79th birthday. But he, as far as I can tell, didn't really play that up as much as, the more liberal-ish part of the spectrum of news was trying to say that he would, which means absolutely fucking nothing. They just, you know, they're just trying to anticipate sometimes even set the tone for what people are supposed to be thinking in response to something, right? So the whole thing is like, he's going to make it all about him because it's his birthday. He's going to sit there and act like the parade is for him. What a dunce. What a fascist. What a dictator. He's not. He doesn't strike me as a Latin American dictator. He's a fucking real estate mogul. Anyway, all right. So yeah, dictators, especially Latin American ones, from my family's experience, they tend to come from the military. So he's already got that going against him. So, and I don't think the military is particularly into him. So that's not really gonna. I don't know. That doesn't really fit the straw man that they're trying to make right there. But you know, does it even matter, right? It's about playing to your consumers as the news. So what are you gonna do? And then everybody is piling on the news sources and everything, and I don't know, I think now it's always like this. First there's like a justified criticism, and everyone's like, first they laugh and they're like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. What's wrong with the news? What you say, you so you say. And then everybody attacks the people criticizing whatever institution or norm that people don't want to think about. And then finally it comes around and people go, yeah, I guess that guy was right. I guess the news is biased, which you should have known anyway from the beginning. You were just eating up whatever the hell they were dishing out, and you never asked any questions. And then when somebody calls them out, you know, it makes you look bad if that's true. So then you also defend them, because then it would make you look like you're a fucking idiot. Because what were you doing the whole time? Just reading the news? No questions? So then finally people came around, and now they're everybody admits, yeah, something's up with the news, which we should have known and kind of been in aware of from the beginning, but you know, whatever, we weren't, because I don't know, the boomers were too busy fucking doing cocaine and they didn't have the time to tell their kids what the skinny was with the news, right? Now it's it goes the other way, right? Now everybody is just throwing stones at the institution of news, because now that's the cool thing to do, or not even the cool, but it's just like the thing. It's like you have nothing to say. Say the news is biased, right? And then it's like, we already covered that. What else you got, right? So now that's, but now it's just going just way overboard, right? And everybody's just piling on how the news sucks and everything. And it's like, dude, chill the fuck out, okay? They do have to, they're running a business, which we should have been aware of from the beginning, from the get-go. We should have been like, yeah, they're running a business. Also, a lot of them are owned by the people that you want them to criticize. So who, why are they going to do that? They don't want to lose their jobs, right? And on top of that, you got your readers. And readers is probably worse than the elite, oligarch, whatever the fuck, guy that owns, you know, it's worse than Bezos owning the Washington Post. The readers are fucking idiots, right? And they want to be fed the slop that they're paying for, which is like what they want to hear, not to be informed, right? Maybe they want to be informed, but it has to be, you know, in the voice that they recognize as their own, right? So you're just trying to keep this readership, they're trying to keep subscribe. We don't even have like regular news being sold on corners like that anymore. People just subscribe or something. So you know, it's you got to keep those subscribers, and you're gonna do whatever it takes. So you're gonna start to cut corners and say things a certain way, right? And it's like you're technically telling the truth, but you're also saying it in a way that the person that's reading it wants to hear. So I don't know. What I'm trying to say is, it's like, come on, man. We're all complicit in this bullshit. It's like, stop acting like the news is just out of nowhere, just a bunch of nefarious actors, and like you have nothing to do with it. We all have something to do with it. That you're reading the news that you read because it makes you feel good to read it, because it says the things in the way that you want, so much so that you don't even notice that it's doing that. You just feel like you're reading the news, right? And then everybody else's news, which doesn't sound like your inner voice, you see the other person's voice in that news, so you go, this is biased, right? And then, but we're all mentally challenged at the end of the day when it comes to news. We're just doing that. This is what we're involved in. If you even are, right? Then there's people that just tune it out altogether, and you really can't blame them nowadays. I mean, shit is crazy. You can't, because you can't read anything. It's kind of like the Middle East, right? It's like you want to care, and you do care, and your heart goes out to the suffering of children. But at the same time, it's like you try to dip a toe in, and it's like a fucking feeding frenzy, right? It's like, it's so bad that it will suck you in and do nothing for the overall betterment of any side. So you just stay out of it after a while, because this would be more simple than that. It's like a couple in a shitty neighborhood that's always fighting and they're abusive, right? And it's like, you can jump in, but if you jump in, you're jumping into the dynamic, right? It's not you won't be able to jump in between. You will jump into an alternate universe where you are now involved in these people's insanely toxic, never-ending argument, right? So, and it's like, you didn't help anybody, and now you're in it too now, right? Now, and they see you, so now you're involved. And it's like, who the fuck wants that? Or worse, like, they'll gang up together and kick the shit out of you for getting involved and not minding your own fucking business. So that's kind of, after a while, you stay away from couples like that, because as much as, let's say, you feel for the woman getting smacked around, right, at night, and you hear it, but you know what's going to happen if you get involved, right? Maybe you can call it cops, I suppose. And that's kind of the difference, right? Because in the Middle East, there's no cops to call that go above everybody else that's involved. That there's no like international police to, you know, the U.S. I guess, to try to make it that way. But come on, that's bullshit. The U.S. just wants to sell weapons, so that they're just kind of like, they're just like a gun dealer disguised as a cop, you know. So there's nothing happening there, and it's all bullshit. So people just tune out after a while, and that's why people tune out of the news. And you know, God bless them, because they're actually enjoying their lives, right? They're taking walks through the park, they're going to the pool, they're drinking a beer with their friends, they're looking at funny memes, they're laughing, they're having a great time. I mean, honestly, they're probably doing the better thing. They are trying to be involved in the news. You got to be like me. You got to have something broken in your brain that makes you obsessively look at every piece of writing that you can possibly find, every article, everything, every counter argument, every think tank thought piece, right? Every magazine, everything, whatever's buzzing, check out news wires, right? You gotta be messed up in the head to read enough of the news to start to get the gist of what's happening. And it's only the gist, okay? If you do, you'd have to actually work in the field of politics to actually have an inside scoop. You got to actually be there looking in these people's faces, seeing their eyes twitch when they lie about something, for you to kind of be like, oh, okay, I see what's going on now, right? To kind of like catch things, like you get in the, on Capitol Hill, like actually see people go into the rooms and close the door behind them and be like, oh, what are they doing? Oh, okay. But we don't see that. We just see what the news reports. And they're reporting what you want to hear. So, you know, yeah. Anyway, so the Grand Military Parade, President Trump's birthday, the No Kings protest, which I don't know, man. It's kind of cringe. It's kind of becoming, there's just something about what's happening with activism in the U.S. where it's like the news. They're kind of playing to the news, actually, I think, at this point. I think activism has, ever since Occupy Wall Street happened, and then it became like Occupy Wall Street incorporated or whatever, activism became something like different. It became like a internet, like a commodified internet, like an internet meme. Like it became more about being viral, like having a viral quality, than about having a desire to actually, you know, cause awareness or change to happen, or, you know, like change people's perception or anything. Like they don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore, because if they did do that, they would be doing that. But they don't change. No, activism doesn't change anybody's mind anymore. Activism is like for the activists themselves. Greta Thunberg is the perfect example of that, right? She's partying. Let me tell you what happened to this bitch. She did her little speech, right? Big applause, right? And I mean, I know that was heartfelt, but, you know, with all due respect, her parents, you know, they work in the entertainment industry, okay? And she grew up just probably having that bug, that need for attention, to be in the spotlight, on camera. She did the thing, right? And then she tried a bunch of other gimmicks, right? Sailing the ocean in a fucking solar boat. Feeding her poop to biodegrading worms or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, just trying to be in the news to doing all this cool stuff. It didn't work. She got older and less cute because she's not a child anymore. And I think she lived in some little collective hut village of activist people, right? Vegan people, right? Which I've been in little spaces like that before, and they suck, right? The people are the worst, very judgmental. They're constantly ganging up on each other and, you know, having like round table discussions about how somebody's a cunt, you know, and it never goes anywhere. And they just eat each other alive, and then they disperse, they break up, and they just kind of wander around because they're just disgruntled and they're never going to be happy no matter how close they get to what they think they want, right? The bigger the collective, recycling, vegan, you know, anarcho-syndicalist collective that they live in, no matter how big it is, it could be the size of New York City, they're still disgruntled about there's something else going on with most of those people inside. So they would, it would fall apart because they're not, a lot of them are dysfunctional. So they can't, right? So I think she was just like in this vegan village or whatever the hell, just like making out with chicks, right? Experimenting with her sexuality or something, but just partying and going to raves, right? And then she just kind of fell into obscurity for the most part. And she wanted that spotlight. So what does she do? She jumps on a boat, makes a little party boat to Gaza, basically, right? And it's a lame one because they're all, you know, alternative activists, Marxist people, right? So none of them are wearing makeup. They don't have any fun, skimpy clothing on. They don't listen to good music, right? They just do drum circles, right? So it's like the lamest, most broke bitch party ever, just heading to Gaza to go save who exactly? Nobody, right? They're just going to go in a boat and like they have some packets of, Entenmann's and a couple cans of tomato soup, and they're going to go like ding it in some kid's face and then like, woo, we did it, you know, we're helping, and then just sail away, right? But then they get caught. And then she tries to make a whole thing about it. She's like, did you not let me say goodbye? It's like, bitch, to who? It's people, you never even said hello to any of them. They don't know who you are. So, you know, not personally. Maybe they've seen her, you know, in the news, but that's it. But she's a great example of, I think, all of these people. This No Kings protest, and even the LA protests, or, you know, riots, depending on what news you're reading, right? You just got the sense that I'm not going to say you, I, okay? I'll own my own feelings about this. Sorry, I don't want to put that on you. But, you know, they're more like Greta Thunberg than they are like, Emma Goldman, right? Is that her name? That anarchist lady? Or like Hannah Arendt, you know? They're not like actual, they're not, well, and you know what? For all I know, Emma Goldman is like a proto Greta Thunberg. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. She does have a lot of pictures in a time when most people didn't have any. So I don't know. Maybe she was attention whore also. I don't know. But at least she wrote some shit that sounded smart, right? And seemed informed, right? These people seem like they want to be on camera. They seem like they want to go viral. And that's the thing about like the No Kings protest. The No Kings protest seems like the whole thing was kind of put together more to be sensationalist than to inform people about what's going on, because it's confusing, right? You think about it for 3 seconds, you're like, king? What the fuck? Who is a king? Who's a king right now? Who is a king, right? So, you know, most of the shit that Trump is doing is tied up in court. The only thing that's really working is immigration, but that's because people want that, whether you want to admit it or not. I think it's stupid that they're going around, you know, busting just some guy working in a Tyson chicken factory, you know, for whatever reason. And they're not relenting, right? They're just kind of like ramping it up. But I also, you know, I do see it from the other side, and it's just happening. It's happening, right? But it doesn't make him a king. It's like so ridiculous that even addressing it makes me the idiot. You know what I mean? And it's so the whole protest is just, it's like off the mark. It's just tone deaf. It's not right. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it, but you know when somebody is right, when they like hit the mark. When they hit the bullseye on like what is fucked right now, you feel it in your asshole. You know what I mean? Like the hair stand up on the back of your neck. You know it, right? It resonates. You go, yes, this person knows what's happening. They fucking hit the nail on the head, and they're right, right? And you just feel it, and it makes your skin prickle, right? And it makes you know, like you just know. You just go, yeah, he's right. This is what's happening, you know? And this No Kings thing is so fucking far off the mark. I'm almost suspicious about it, actually. I mean, I don't know, man. I almost feel like, because, you know, local news is gone. We only have national news. So now everybody's paying attention to national news. Everybody's also a narcissist now, right? You're just like on your phone and stuff, right? I mean, the people that want to, you know, be involved in politics, they're like narcissists. Are they just, it's like a narcissistic pursuit of seeing yourself aggrandized, right? Of making an issue about you. And I think a lot of people feel that way, but most people don't have the talent or personality to actually be a talking head that can gain some traction and make things about themselves. So I think what's happening now is they're pooling their collective mediocrity together to create parades and protests slash riots, whatever you want to call it, right? To collectively be interesting enough to make the national news. I swear to God, I think that's what's happening. I think what's happening is that the news is also kind of gravitating towards feeding into that also, because it makes everybody happy, right? It's like you collectivize your mediocre, like bland, stupid little face and feelings about something that you are completely biased about and unwilling to compromise on, you know, because, you know, you feel this way and that's it, right? And you don't want to debate, you don't want to rationalize. It isn't about being rational. This is about being, it's about winning now, right? We're all about winning. So you want your team to win. You're not interesting enough, you're not talented enough, and you don't have the resources to get out there and be some kind of internet personality, right? So you get your buddies together, right? You try to start like a flash mob, basically. That's what I would call these. These are not protests. They're giant flash mobs of people who are like trying to pull together their resources together, like get together, because if a big enough group of people get together, the news will put a camera on you so that they can then take advantage of that and try to position themselves in the best photo op light possible, you know, like holding a giant Mexican flag and a luchador mask on a car, on a burning car, right? You're just like, it just turns into a giant frenzied photo shoot of people who are lame, you know, who are not interesting by themselves, so that they need to, you know, have a whole thing happening behind them for people to look at them and care about their existence. Honestly, that is what I think is happening with the state of protests now. I don't think we have protests. I think we have flash mobs of people, you know, former millennial flash mobbers, right? What do they have nothing to do with their lives? Their lives went nowhere, right? You know, whatever. Economic growth is stagnating or whatever the fuck, right? And this is all we have now is this attention economy. And you have a mass of people who are not talented enough to make it in the attention economy. So they will come together and try to, you know, just make a collective, make a union of people, of uninteresting people. You know, it's like the League of Unextraordinary Gentlemen. That's what they're forming, is that just so that they can have a shot at attention and maybe transcend their shitty dead end lives. And I understand that completely. I think that's actually a smart move. I would do it too if I cared. So, you know what I mean? That's my chat for today. I'll develop that thought bubble over the week, and maybe it'll become a stand-up routine. Who knows? Anyway, thanks for tuning in to the Melissa Diaz Report. I was Melissa Diaz. Now I'm out. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I got to go back to my baby and my man. So baby mom, baby daddy. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Talk to you again next week. Goodbye.